It's KUTX 98.9. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. We are live in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove and Jake Perman are engineers. We'd like to welcome our concert club members who are here. And we appreciate their ongoing support of KUTX. Well, we are hosting a group today that we've been playing for quite a long time and we're quite fond of. They hail from Charleston, South Carolina. It's Michael Trent on guitar and vocals and his wife and musical compadre, Carrie Ann Hurst, on drums and vocals. They're known collectively as Shovels and Ropes. Shovels and Rope. They have a day off today. They're hanging out in Austin. They were kind enough to drop in. They've been playing dates in Texas. They'll be at Emo's on Thursday night. Well, welcome to the KUTX studios.
Hey, thanks so much for having us. This is great.
What tune would you like to start off with?
How about I Know?
Yeah.
That's the lead track from their latest album, Little Seeds. Shovels and Rope, live in Studio 1A on KUTX 98.9.
I know exactly what you think you are. I know exactly what you think you are. He left a little notebook laying on the bar. I know exactly what you think you are. Everybody's saying that you're gonna go far. I know exactly what you think you are. Sizzle in the six. I know exactly where you're going. Yeah. Take it all. Take it now. Call it even, call it even, call it even. Then take a bow.
In Studio 1A, and that was their tune called I Know, which I mentioned is the lead track off their latest album, Little Seeds. So this album came out toward the end of 2016 and was particularly a personal album because there was a lot going on in your life at the time.
Yes, that is true. 2015 and 2016, we had a pregnancy and a baby. We have a beautiful, healthy daughter. That was a really exciting thing. We also, living with Michael's parents for a couple of years, came to realize his father has Alzheimer's, and the family's kind of working within that paradigm. There were some horrible incidences of violence in our hometown. There was a massacre at Emmanuel Church, and a friend of ours was murdered as well. And there was just all of these things, all these heavy things, things that happened to most people in their lives to some degree or another, were affecting us in a way that was new, kind of grew us up faster than we expected. And all the songs that resulted from that time period kind of were our catharses, like our working through those things. And then that was the pile of songs we had to make a record with. And it was a matter of, we're either going to put out a really personal record or we're not going to put one out, because that's all we have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like if all of that is so immediate, it has to come out in your songs and your music. Yeah, we should mention that you're from Charleston, South Carolina, and that was what you mentioned about the church massacre from a few years ago that we all heard about. It was all over the news. So in what particular ways did the songwriting come together? Did you have songs beforehand and then you just dropped them, or were you kind of just in the process of writing songs as all this stuff was coming down?
We are constantly writing. We write on the road a lot separately from each other, just when we can get some time. and so those ideas were starting to trickle out, you know, in our own personal notebooks. And then usually how it works is when we get home and have a little break and say, okay, it's time to put our ideas together and show me what you got and I'll show you what I got. And, you know, a lot of these songs were, you know, we were just talking about our life and what had been going on and sort of sharing that with each other at that time. So then we did have songs, you know, we have like portions of songs and we get together and we flesh them out together and finish each other's
sentences.
Sandwiches.
We're here with Michael Trenn and Carrie Ann Hurst, known collectively as Shovels and Rope. They're playing at Emo's on Thursday night. They're touring behind their most recent album, Little Seeds. So you had an album called Busted Jukebox Volume 1, which was kind of a covers album and included Shaky Graves from here in Austin, a lot of other artists. Is there a Volume 2 somewhere in the works?
Yes, there's always a Volume 2 in the works. That's funny. Busted Jukebox Project is a fun way, it's a couple things. It's a fun way for us to make music with our friends when, you know, in between record cycles. Like, so when we're not necessarily putting out the big thing, but we still want to make music and have like these relationships with people musically that they only happen for as long as we're on the road together. So this is a way to kind of like lock down those musical friendships on, put it on wax a little bit.
Yeah. We celebrate the camaraderie of it a little bit. And, we also used it as a tool for something to do while the baby was coming.
Mm-hmm. So we wouldn't go completely crazy.
So it depends on how many volumes we have.
So do you travel as a family, or the two of you just go out?
Oh, no, we do. We have our baby and our dog, and we have an incredible crew that we travel with who also love the baby and the dog. And the secret, everybody always wants to know how you get it done, and you have to have a nanny. That is what you have. You have to have help, because we're both on stage at the same time. So somebody has to be watching the baby. The dog almost can do it, but not
quite. Not quite.
Not quite. So, we are a little traveling family circus everywhere we go.
All right. Well, there's a lot of families out there, so I'm sure they can relate. Mm-hmm. Can we get another song from you?
Love to.
Sure. Well, this is our little tribute to Garth Hudson from the band. This is called The Last Hawk.
Distortion off. Well, I haven't seen a place since 68. We all got high and rolled that tape. Pull away from a coffin man who crashes bike and gave birth to the band. Well, I found a man in my special way. Told my daddy I was gonna teach his boys to play. And sometimes you know
what you know, and you're never gonna learn if you can't let go. This is my last stop, for I'm on my way. They say if you've never been to Saugerties and you've never heard the wind whisper through the trees, never know what to you or toes in your knees, and I bet you never heard any songs like these. That drag I made through the mud out there didn't feel right, and it didn't. Too much to bear for the soft-hearted poets down in Harvard Square. But he got tired, said it's where we're from. Now he really, truly reads somewhere. Sometimes you know what you know, you're never gonna learn if you can't let go. Well, I am the last hawk flying over Woodstock. I can see the tree. Wait for the rain. This is my last stop. We're gonna take a long walk before I take my boots off. I'll see you around the way. This may be the last I'll see of that rotten old house down in Saugerties. I was here and I made a mighty stand, but I may never stay right there again. I play a sweet song on these old keys, and I hope y'all might remember me, 'cause all that time is here and gone. Won't be no one left to carry it on from my piano, bitch. I saw it all, from the great ascension to the mighty fall. How could anyone know what we sang that day would tear your heart apart this way? All my brothers, they've blown away, but I still got something left I wanna say. It's that sometimes you know what you know, what you know, we'll never be free.
In Studio 1A, in a song called The Last Hawk about Garth Hudson, who incidentally is going to be in Austin on Saturday night as part of the 40th anniversary of The Last Waltz. They're having a big concert with Warren Haynes and Cyril Neville and Dr. John, and Garth Hudson's going to make an appearance.
So cool.
So kind of a timely tune. And that's another song off Shovels and Ropes' current album, Little Seeds. Again, they'll be at Emo's on Thursday night with Austin's Matthew Logan Vasquez opening up. Well, thanks very much for coming in on your day off here in Austin.
It's our anniversary today.
Oh, congratulations.
I couldn't think of a more fun thing to do. Yeah.
So what's the hardest part of traveling together, having a band together as a couple?
We have a running joke. We say the best thing about being in this family and in this band is that we're together all the time, and the worst thing about being in this band is that we're together all the time. But it's actually wonderful. It was just, you know, you just like anybody else, you just talk and use good manners when you talk to each other, kindness and respect even when it's not fun, and then it's fun the next day. So what do you do?
Just like life.
Just like life.
Michael Trent, Carrie Ann Hurst, known collectively as Shovels and Rope. Thanks again. The band's going to do one more song, but we're going to close out the live portion. Thanks to Cliff and Jake, our engineers. Thanks to Jorge and his crew of videographers. And we'll have some video up on our website as well as the audio at KUTX.org. I'm Jay Trachtenberg. I'll be around till 2 o'clock. I've got some tickets to the A La La's coming up in a matter of moments, so stick around. It's KUTX 98.9 bringing you the Austin Music Experience.